be with you, Thomas.
Good Lord, ride all the way.
Godspeed, John Glenn. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
John Glenn, astronaut, politician, 20th century man, has died at the age of 95. NBC News today writing a story, the last true national hero.
You know, that's true. That word gets tossed around a lot, and it certainly applies to John Glenn in so many ways. You know, and you even read interviews about him being such an accomplished person who had done so much and represented our country so well. And then he'd always be so humble. You know, he's one of those guys that always sort of saw himself as a small town kid from Ohio. Really incredible life.
He, Tom Wolfe, who wrote The Right Stuff, which essayed the efforts of the Mercury space program in the 1960s, called him the last true national hero America has ever made. And it goes back to he being a Marine fighter pilot or a pursuit pilot and then fighter pilot in World War II, and then Korea, 149 combat missions. Mm. His nickname when he was a Marine fighter pilot was Old Magnet Ass.
Oh, God.
Because it's true.
What?
Because he had this uncanny ability to draw enemy fire and keep the plane flying despite the fact that it was all shot up.
Unbelievable.
In 1962, he captained Friendship 7. He circled the Earth and was the first astronaut to do so. Mm-hmm. In a number of orbits, but he came down actually early from that mission because apparently there was a heat panel that had come loose. You see this actually in the movie The Right Stuff. It's a pretty interesting thing that happens. He was looking out of his window and photographing what he thought were like fireflies, as he described them. They were flying around the capsule. And he's like, what could this possibly be? He didn't think anything could be alive in space. But it was like, but basically what it was charred debris that was still on fire, essentially, that had from his... from the heat shield part.
Mm.
And he successfully obviously returned to Earth. It's interesting. He had become kind of a famous guy even before he was an astronaut. He had become one of the fundraising and recruiting pilots for the Marine Corps who went out and did things, did public appearances and things like that. And then, of course, you know, ended up in the space program. Then after leaving the space program, he met John Kennedy while he was part of the space program, obviously. And he was inspired to start a political career as a result of that. And then he tried to go to the U.S. Senate, lost twice. Finally getting to the Senate in 1974 as a liberal Democrat, which surprised a lot of people. He served four terms, retired in 1999, ran for president in 1984. People will remember the year that The Right Stuff came out. And they thought there were a lot of Republicans at that point. They were complaining that The Right Stuff was actually a campaign commercial for John Glenn and should be counted as such.
Gosh, I forgot about that. I remember Ed Harris played him. It was such a good movie. I'd like to go back and watch it now. Again,
here's a little bit of John Glenn from the Friendship 7 mission in 1962.
Seco,
Plaza Green's fired. Okay.
I got that.
Roger, 0G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous. And I could see the booster during turnaround just a couple of hundred yards behind me. It was beautiful.
Wow.
So cool to hear that.
And I think maybe my favorite moment from John Glenn's very long and illustrious life was in 1989. He was taping a television interview on the steps of the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, is it the Smithsonian? Looked like the Capitol. Is it the Smithsonian I'm looking at now? And then all of a sudden, this guy comes up and punches John Glenn right on the jaw.
What?
31-year-old guy, well dressed, wearing a suit and everything. That guy was promptly arrested and detained.
Hmm.
There's a guy named John Breen. He later told authorities that in recent months he had dreams revealing future events and that he only hit Glenn to gain attention for his revelations. That always ends well, doesn't it?
God. How could you want to punch John Glenn?
Yeah.
I mean, what would be inside of you that would bring that about?
He was then held for a psychiatric evaluation. Mm. But what was great, though, was, you know, here was John Glenn in 1989. Who would have been 70, let's see.
77, I thought it was. He was the oldest person to go into space.
Yeah, when he was, right, at 77.
At
but
77.
In 1989, he would have been well into his 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And he took the punch and then went after the guy.
Oh, my God.
It was a very, very funny moment. That hopefully some people will replay that today. Because to me, that's one of the coolest things that John Glenn ever did.
I'd love to see it.
Yeah, the guy comes up and cold cocks him. And
he comes back.
And he comes right back at him. and he's like, you know, that really been. So he was born in 1921. So 1921, 89. And so he would have been, 68. Close enough.
Yeah, still.
Close
wow.
enough. 68. He gets hit in the face. And then he's like, all right, where is that guy?
I'm going after him.
Yeah.
Does he get him?
Yeah, well, he gets it. Well, I mean, immediately people jumped on him.
Yeah.
And so it was.
But his first instinct, it shows you, is to fight.
Right, exactly. All right, so Godspeed.
95.
John Glenn, dead at the age of 95.